Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Every night I hope and pray a dream lover will come my way.
That's the late, great Bobby Darin bringing us back. 7 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only. Ed Kopf is our guest. K-O-P-F is how you spell his last name. And Ed, give us your website, please.
It's www.bmcassociates.com.
And that's a partnership, isn't it?
It sure is. My partner, David Gage, who you mentioned earlier on in the show, and I
figured, David's a friend of ours.
You got to do it yourself if you're going to advise other people on how to do it.
You guys walk the talk, don't you?
We do. And one of the things we do is we devote a certain amount of time every month, every year, to just looking at our partnership and seeing how it's working and making it work better. That's part
I'm
of
I'm going to have to get
on.
You two guys on together sometime. And see if I can't pick a fight between you two. I'm going to get you guys on and see if I can't work that out. Hey, listen.
That sounds like fun.
Well, it will be. Let's make that happen. So one of the things that you and I have established over the years is clearly an important part of value of being a partner is the compatibility of values. Values meaning I have a strong work ethic. Do you? I'm a very honest and ethical person. Are you? Et cetera, et cetera. I have a strong, you have a strong commitment to absolute, non-negotiable customer care, do I? And so those are values that, you know, I want to make a lot of money to you. You want to focus on community with our success, do I? Those are values that we have to reconcile, in my opinion. And you said in the last segment that know thyself is the most important perspective that you need to have before you enter into a partnership. So my question is, if values are still as important as we've said they are in the past, and we know that they are, should I do the same thing with values before I start evaluating and inspecting the values of my potential partner? Do I need to know what my values are first?
Absolutely, and so many of us think we know what our values are, but it's how you walk the walk, not how you talk the talk, that really determines what your value is. So a lot of people who think, I'm a terrific collaborator, I believe in working together, I believe in treating others as equals, and those are all very important traits to have in developing a partnership, as well as other parts of business life. But when if those folks stop and they look at how they actually behave, they may discover that they like the idea of being a collaborator. They like the idea of trusting other people. But that's not necessarily what's really going on deep inside of themselves. So there are a lot of people who we would advise don't become a partner. You're going to be more effective given your real values as a solo entrepreneur than you're going to be as a partner.
Even if you contract, find a way to contract with other people, and you might be a great strategic partner, but not a great legal partner.
Absolutely, and don't dive into it is usually the right advice, too, because you have to really be examining yourself, examining the other person. And one way to find out who you are and who they are is to work together in a contractual relationship.
Like we talked about earlier in the first segment,
Right, before you go ahead and become a partner. And then
well, that's a great thing. Sort of like dating before you get married, right? That's a really smart suggestion. Another thing, Ed, do you recommend getting someone like yourself involved in the early stages, and maybe just do some role playing of values, role playing, that kind of thing, and just say, okay, Joe, we're faced with this issue, and how would you deal with that? And then say, all right, Jim, how would you deal with that? What do you think?
Well, in fact, one of the ways we help people do that, and yes, the answer to your question is yes, I think it's very good to get someone involved, a third party, who can help you get an objective perspective on what's mm-hmm. going on. And one of the ways we actually allow people to role play or encourage people to role play is by working on a detailed agreement about their prospective partnership.
Right.
And they can see how they think and behave as they work on that agreement.
And you can learn more about the way Ed Koff and David Gage do this at BMCAssociates.com, right? Is that right? BMCAssociates.com?
The one and only, yep.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, Ed, good job today. Come back soon.
I'm looking forward to it, Jim.
Ed Koff, K-O-P-F, by the way, is how you spell his last name. BMCAssociates.com. Check that website out. I promise you, you'll be smarter when you do. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be back after these messages. Don't go away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.